They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 and 20. Then Moses told them, "Do not keep any of it until morning." But some of them didn't listen and kept some of it until morning. But by then it was full of maggots and had a terrible smell. Moses was very angry with them. The rule couldn't have been simpler. The bread or manna that God gave to his people every morning would sustain them for the day ahead, but it couldn't be kept overnight. Formed by the secretion of insects, if it was left, it would soon become moldy and inedible. All the people needed to do was to obey this very simple rule, and then all would be well. But people will be people, and some decided that it was a silly rule that didn't apply to them, and that they'd try to hang on to the food. Moses was understandably angry with them. Why is it that human beings find it so hard to obey? The story of humanity from the Garden of Eden onwards is one of persistent disobedience. This is tragic because all the blessings of this life are on offer to those who will obey, and disobedience invariably leads to one form of disaster or another. Jesus spoke much about obedience and made it clear that a relationship with him absolutely depended upon it. In saying that, he pointed out that his relationship with his own Heavenly Father was also based on obedience. There's an old song which sums this up very powerfully. It goes like this: trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's so simple, and yet we all struggle to live completely in this way. The commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples was one of loving one another just as he had loved them. This is still the fundamental rule that we are commanded to obey. Loving other people is often tough and costly. When we reach out in love, it's sometimes thrown back in our faces. But whatever the circumstances, the command is always to love. Jesus knew the high price of love better than anyone, but obedience to this command is always the best possible way. So let me ask you a question. Do you struggle to obey God's commands? If so, in what ways? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you are so forgiving. Teach us afresh the blessing of obedience. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.